It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and this has been in the works for some time. It's very, very exciting. Hanson, they're back, and they've announced their 2022 Red, Green, Blue World Tour on sale midday today at frontiertouring.com. They're performing the Enmore Theatre in Sydney, November 9. And they're bloody joining us right now, guys.
That's right. Taylor Hanson, good morning, good afternoon. We know you're over in LA. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Oh, my God. You must be pumped to come back down under. You haven't been here since 2017.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been too long.
You know, the whole world has taken a little bit of a pause. Mm-hmm. So very excited to come back. And I feel like we're kind of making up for lost time with this tour because we're going to be in, I think, 90-plus cities,
wow.
A little over 90 cities around the world. And of course, you guys are going to, you know, save the best for last. We're going to finish the year in Australia. So we'll actually be practiced by that point. We'll know what we're doing. You know?
We'll get the polish on.
Yeah. Ironing out all the kinks.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to really be Helsinki. You know, that's our first show of the tour. It's Helsinki. Yeah. We're starting it. You know, it's like, hey, guys, just learned.
But it's been a while.
Here
we go,
Helsinki. What's the next card? And the tour are red, green, blue. Obviously, your favorite colors. Were you guys worried? Like they're fairly standard colors. Were you guys scared that it'd be like red, green, and like you know lemon turquoise or something like that?
You know, it's mostly that we went to Crayola crayons for sponsorship, and they said no. You know, they're like, no, we've already sponsored Sesame Street, guys. We can't sponsor you.
How much chat was there, Taylor, about what order to go in?
Just well, so red, green, blue. No, it was always going to be RGB because RGB is also kind of a color format. If you go back to like tube television projections, so RGB part of the idea is red, green, blue. If you use them together, you can make every color. So there's some metaphor to that.
Nice.
And so the RGB, you know, but yeah, red, green, blue. I mean, we've come from a big family and, you know, at some point, red was always me. Isaac was always green. Zach was always blue. It just, you know, that's just the way it is. Maybe our toothbrushes were that way. You know, but
The color-coded toothbrushes.
Yes.
But it's interesting because it does have some, you know, it does have some connectivity. I mean, red, that's definitely my color. I mean, I feel connected to it. Isaac has definitely always been, whatever that is, green is like, it's like very easy. It's very organic, authentic. Blue, you know, Zach, everything he owns, I feel like is blue. Every car he's ever owned is blue. So who knows? Whatever subconscious thing that is. I always get pulled over for speeding more than anybody else. So the red car.
Going through red lights. Okay. Yeah, yeah you're really yeah. leaning into the metaphor.
Blow with the red. You can always go to jail with.
Now, you guys have been together, I mean, your brothers, you've been together for 30 years performing, but you don't love anyone and hate anyone as much as your siblings. What is it? What's the most annoying habits that your siblings have when you're performing with them or when you're touring with them, you know what I mean? Like, surely you guys rub each other up the wrong way.
Oh, it's so hard to say. Like you said, I think that's true. You both love and hate, you know, equally. but, you know, I mean, there's funny things. I mean, it means Zach just has gas and he enjoys it. He likes to drop bombs. He actually takes pride. He'll just kind of cruise through. A lot of people will be like, look the other way. He'll be like, yep, that was me.
So you're like, oh, Zach, you can sleep in Zach's room again tonight. I'll take
care of it. You know, I mean, Isaac is all of us. A lot of times your strength is your weakness. You know, Isaac is extremely genuine and always been. He does not play. He's not a faker. He doesn't like to schmooze. He's like all in, which is a fantastic quality. And then sometimes, you know, Ike he'll be so genuine that he won't pick up on something. So, you know, he'll just be right there present. Me, I don't know. Mine is, I kind of enjoy the adventure, enjoy like the risk. And so sometimes I'll just push things a little far, but I mean, it's all within reason. Like none of us have ever really been that, you know, that crazy. So,
yeah.
Well, speaking of crazy, we know that, you know, Back to the Island, you guys have been doing that for many years now. We've got a local girl, Emily, who's been three times, I think, from Newcastle, which is a big trek. But
Newcastle. Yep.
But you guys are really hands-on with that festival. Like, there's three Hanson's shows during it. You meet a lot of them. You do the Take a Mile walks before your show. What's been the craziest interaction that you've had with one of your fans?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, what is Back to the Island? People, like, what does that mean? We do a destination, like a resort concert, essentially. So people go to Jamaica and we take over a resort, and it's just a great time. I mean, people just take their vacation and it's just Hanson overload, I think. we do shows. I DJ, like, one of the nights we do like a dance party by the pool. It's really fun. But there's a community, and people get to, I mean, I think we're just an excuse for people to go have fun with their friends, and we create entertainment value. We create music behind it. I mean, there have been people that have done crazy things. People snuck into hotel rooms. People have slept under vehicles. Like, they knew we were coming to a, like, let's say you're coming to an event and they know they're doing it in-store, back when people did in-stores, of course, you know, and a whole group of fans that had slept underneath cars.
Were they cats or were they humans?
So, no, they were humans. Yeah. We don't have a huge feline cat fan club. We're a dog fan club. You know, we really love the dogs. No, I mean, people have done amazing things. I don't know. For the most part, some of that stuff is hard because it becomes part of what you do. I mean, if you perform, you hope to have fans. You hope to have people that want to do things, go great lengths. I think one of the things that I don't have a bunch of tattoos, but the thing that still blows me away is just seeing people that choose to put lyrics on their body and tattoos. And I will say there's been a couple times where people have made very unfortunate tattoos. Somebody actually lifted his shirt and said, I want to show you my tattoo. And he had my face over his entire back. And I just thought that is, I want to say thank you. And at the same time, I really feel bad for your back.
Yeah, that's on there forever.
Yeah.
But at this, I mean, mostly it's just amazing. I mean, just to have people that are willing to take their time and come out and wait in lines. And I mean, we're fans. We got it. We grew up being inspired by music. I mean, so I get it. So very, very, very humbling. And yeah, definitely some crazy situations for sure.
Well, speaking of the Hanson community, Taylor, we do have one newie super fan of Hanson. In fact, she just missed out on tickets last week when we asked for the best rendition of Umbop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
She sadly came runner-up, but we thought, what an opportunity. What a runner-up prize to actually speak to one of her idols, i.e. Taylor Hanson.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So Nicole from Cameron Park, she's actually on the phone. Nicole, are you
there? Oh, my gosh.
I'm here. Nicole. Hi, guys. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Nicole, do you have a question? I mean, you can pretend you're part of the radio, you know, the radio show here. What's your hard-hitting question for Taylor Hanson all the way from L.A.?
I just want, every time you guys, what's your favourite part of coming to Australia, and do you guys get to experience something different and new every time you guys come out?
Yeah, it's a two-parter.
Well, first of all, we always love coming to Australia. And I mean, it's probably kind of cliche, I guess, but I mean, I basically just, you can't really see koalas most places. So we've gone to the zoo a couple of times and been like, you guys are all just kind of annoyed, like kangaroos and koalas. And for us, it's like, oh my God, this feels so exotic. We've done that a couple of times. But I mean, honestly, we feel very at home when we're there. I would just say, you know, the people, I mean, we get to travel. We get to see a lot of places. Some places are amazing because they feel very far away. And you're like, wow, here I am in this very distant land. But I think we feel very welcome. You guys make us feel at home. And that's the number one thing. I mean, and I will say this. You guys have a great craft beer scene. We make craft beer. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a number. That's a top right there.
How's Mhop going?
It's going well. I mean, it's a small operation. It's no Budweiser. We brew it out of Oklahoma. And, you know, during COVID, my big effort was hoping to connect it to do more food related events and gatherings, stuff like that. And COVID was not a good time to do that. So we just kind of had a little kind of even keel, and then we'll push some more growth. But I mean, craft beer is an amazing world because it's people, like, fan bases all over the world. Like, little, every town has their own craft beer, which to me is just awesome. So anyway, I digress.
Well, we'll have to get a slab of Steel City, Newcastle.
Oh, yes.
You know, brewed locally from a bunch of former NRL players. Hey, we'll get a in your rider there at Enmore Theatre. We'll have a slab of Steel City waiting for you.
Do a little swap for some hops.
Yeah. We'll do a little trade there.
That sounds good. Nicole, thanks for your question.
Great question,
no, thank
Nicole.
Thank you for letting me.
Yes, you're so welcome.
You can hear it in Nicole's voice, can't you? She's excited.
She's excited, and things are about to get even more exciting, Nicole, because we do have a double pass to give you as well, so you can actually go see Taylor, Isaac, and Zach there.
That's so exciting.
Yes, you're welcome. So
thank
we'll be
you.
There at Enmore. You're welcome. Thank you for your question.
My daughter will be very excited.
We'll see you soon.
Taylor, it'll be easy for you to spot Nicole. She'll be one of the screaming girls in the audience.
Oh, that's easy, yeah.
Front and center.
Front and center.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, check them out. Taylor from Hanson. They've announced their 2022 Red, Green, Blue World Tour on sale midday today, frontiertouring.com. Taylor, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're a very busy man. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks, Taylor.
Ciao.